Also, Gittner Dirty LLC has custom manure hauling equipment, both for liquids and solids. For the best deals on excavating and dirt moving needs, call Gittner Excavating LLC of Ruth at 989-864-5549 or 989-551-1487.
Experts will tell you that regular air duct cleaning is essential to creating a clean and safe environment for your family. Arctic Air Duct Cleaning of Ruth understands the importance of your family's health and safety. Clogged ducts can lead to a variety of health hazards, including allergies or dry skin, and can also put your home or office at greater risk for a fire. Ken Gettner, owner of Arctic Air, has the experience in duct cleaning to improve the quality of airflow by cleaning the forced air systems, air returns, air ducts, registers, fans, and motor. By cleaning your air ducts, you'll see better indoor air quality, more airflow, and a reduced energy cost. Take the time, call Arctic Air, and spend the extra money to get your air ducts cleaned before the cooler weather gets here. Arctic Air can guarantee you'll see results. Call Ken at Arctic Air today at 479-6984. Make the move to start saving today. To make your home the home of your dreams, the first step you need to take is heading to D&M Cabinet Shop. The professionals at D&M Cabinet Shop are here to help you create your perfect home. Choose from beautiful cabinets and counters. Or if you have something unique in mind, D&M Cabinet can build it for you. So are you just going to sit there dreaming about how perfect your house could be? Or are you going to head to D&M Cabinet Shop on Purdy Road and start making those dreams a reality? Call D&M Cabinet Shop today at 989-479-9271. That's 989-479-9271. Or visit them online at dnmcabinet.com.
Signature Bank salutes all of our area sports teams. Hi, this is Chuck Wright. Everyone at Signature Bank promotes academic achievement and sports excellence. When you invest with Signature Bank, you are investing in your community. Your money goes to work right here, supporting area businesses, your friends, and neighbors. We are always finding better, faster, and easier ways to serve the financial needs of our hometowns and communities. The best of luck to all area teams from everyone at Signature Bank.
Signature Bank, with offices in Bed Axe, Caro, Frankenmuth, Harbor Beach, Fort Hope, Sandusky, and Seabowing, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
How about a nice, juicy, tender New York strip steak cooked to perfection? Or maybe a banana split with three of your favorite toppings and smothered with real dairy fresh whipped cream? Or maybe a famous Chicago-style deep dish pizza accompanied by a glass of your favorite beverage? Or an insurance policy with all the right coverages? Yes, an insurance policy. It may not be as appealing as your favorite food, but it is important. The professionals at K&S Insurance, representing Hastings Mutual Insurance Company, will be happy to prepare a program to satisfy your auto, farm, home, or business insurance needs. Let the staff at K&S Insurance, located in Harbor Beach, serve you so that you have the time to enjoy the more appetizing things in life.
This is Pat Sorensen. For a no-obligation quote, please call me toll-free at 877-537-0202. That's 877-537-0202.
Welcome back to Harbor Beach High School. It is halftime here where the Bearcats have a 30-0 lead over the Harbor Beach Pirates. Sports writer for the Huron Daily Tribune, Paul Adams, has just blown into the press box, so we'll let him get settled here for a moment, and then we'll come back and we'll talk about the first half of action in this one. The updates that we have throughout the night, 36-0 USA with the lead over Bad Axe, and 6-0 Reese with the lead over the Cassidy Redhawks. That one in the first half as well. Here it is, 30-0, all Bearcats in this one. When we come back, we'll chat with sports writer for the Huron Daily Tribune, Paul Adams. You're listening to High School Football on Cruise 102 FM.
When you attend a high school game, do you stand at attention during the national anthem? Do you cheer a good play by the opposing team? If your team loses, do you take it well, in stride? If you answered yes to any of those questions, you are showing positive examples of sportsmanship. Don't forget that when you attend any school event, young eyes are watching you for examples of acceptable behavior. By making a conscious effort, you will be helping our students grow into better citizens. I'm Terry Brown saying thanks for showing your community pride and building a better future for our children.
Paid for by the committee to elect Terry Brown. Congratulations, Josh. Mom and I are so proud of you graduating from high school with honors. Here's the perfect gift on your way to college.
Oh, Dad, a cell phone. Hey, wait, it's a Thumb cellular phone. I thought since I'll be living out of the Thumb area, I'll have to switch to a different cell company. But I know how much you and Mom like Thumb cellular service.
We got you a new cell phone and added Thumb cellular's college connection plan to our account. You'll get 3,000 nationwide anytime minutes, unlimited text messaging, and unlimited data services for one low monthly fee. Josh, college is a big step, and there's a lot of problems that can occur. We want you to carry this phone with you all the time, and don't be afraid to use it. It's our job to send you off with a reliable phone from the company and service we trust.
Unlimited text and unlimited data, too? Wow, thanks, Dad.
If you have a son or daughter going off to college this fall, you don't need a different cellular provider. You need the College Connection Plan from Thumb Cellular. Terms of service apply. The College Connection Plan from Thumb Cellular, the talk of the Thumb.
At Bayport State Bank of Bayport, Pigeon, and BetX, they enjoy giving credit. Bayport State Bank believes no matter who wins, they'd like to give credit to everyone. To everyone who's ever worked as a team, everyone who's ever pulled together for a common goal, they salute you. Because at Bayport State Bank, they believe in giving credit where credit is due. Bayport State Bank of Bayport, Pigeon, and BetX, member FDIC.
Welcome back to Harbor Beach High School. 30-0, the Bearcats with the lead in this one. Sports here for the Huron Daily Tribune. Paul Adams is here, and Paul was just singing the last commercial. You want to try that again?
No. Oh, okay. We're not going to sing on the air.
Okay.
Nobody wants to hear that.
Thoughts, Paul, on the first half? You were up close and personal running the sidelines there. What did you think?
Well, first of all, the wind is absolutely brutal. You can't even do it justice until you're down on the field and see what those players are going through. I mean, I stood on the sideline tensed up for the whole first half trying not to blow away. I mean, it's literally that bad. So it is playing a factor in this game, but I think it even played a bigger factor. Just the fact that Ubley drove 17 plays, 80 yards into that wind that first drive, I think that just, bad pun, but it really took the wind out of Harbor Beach's sails. That to me was just a demoralizing drive because Ubley never threw the ball and just did what they wanted to do and really, I think, set the tone for this game. And from there, Harbor Beach has been absolutely able to do nothing offensively. I don't think Harbor Beach has 20 yards of total offense. And then both times they've had to try to punt has been into the wind, so which really plays in Ubley's, to their advantage. So
sure.
It's just a complete total domination. I'm surprised. I'm shocked, actually. I thought this was going to be a really competitive game, and I think a lot of people around the Thumb thought this was going to be one of those games of the night, and it's really not turning out to be. It's turning out to be a statement game for the Bearcats because a lot of people have questioned, Ubley's down a little bit. Ubley's lost a little bit. I've been one of those people that have said, Ubley's lost a step. Well, they don't look like they have, and you got to put into context, Reese, a couple weeks ago, really took this Harbor Beach team apart. I think that final score was 41-0. Well, you look 30-0 here. I think we gotta talk about Reese and Ubley almost in the same breath now because they're doing the same thing to the same team. And Ubley even a little bit more impressive because Ubley's had to go on the road to do this to Harbor Beach. So I'm absolutely impressed with the Bearcats. I saw them a couple weeks ago as you did against the Marlette,
mm-hmm. Right.
And this looks like a different team. This looks like a team that's everybody's on the same page. There's none of those mistakes that we've seen in the first 4 weeks of the season. This is a perfect execution of game plan for the Bearcats.
And we talked about that, Jason and I did, that it seemed like from that Sandusky game into the Marlette game, and I'm not sure what happened with Mayville, but they did take care of business at home last week. But there was some sloppy play that led a lot of people to think, oh boy, this could be a long season, are we going to make the playoffs, things like that. But the Bearcats, as you mentioned, have really straighten that up. For the Pirates, though, everybody uses Ubley as a measuring stick, and I'm sure Troy Schalke said that to the team before they come out tonight, saying, you know what, we're going to find out really what this 3-1 team is made of, and so far, Paul, it has not looked very good.
No, it has not, and I think Harbor Beach right now, going into the second half, I think you can safely say this ball game is over. For Harbor Beach, what I want to see is at least one or two drives. Well, maybe not even need to score, but actually move the ball. I don't know if Harbor Beach even has the first down in this game at this point. If they do, it's only one. So
I don't think so. But
so really what Harbor Beach needs to do is, move the ball just a little bit. Start feeling a little bit good about yourself because there are a lot of tough games on the schedule. Yeah, Harbor Beach, really has the bulk of its schedule starting this week. So it's no time to start feeling sorry about yourselves, because this loss could turn into